Wellenbrecher-Podcast. Tiefgründige Gespräche rund um die UN-Ozeandekade.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen bei Wellenbrecher zu dieser Sonderfolge direkt von dem deutschen Eisbrecher und Forschungsschiff Polarstern. Ich bin Josefa und zusammen mit drei Studierenden aus 12 schon westafrikanischen Ländern auf dem Weg von Cabo Verde zurück in den Heimathafen der Polarstern Bremerhaven. Die Studierenden, die mit an Bord sind, sind aus dem Master Klimawandel und Meereswissenschaften und durchlaufen an Bord verschiedene Module, in denen sie etwas über die Ökologie, Biogeochemie oder Physik des Ozeans lernen. Mit dabei ist auch ein Wissenschaftskommunikationsmodul und das Produkt davon ist die heutige Podcast-Folge. In dieser Folge geht es darum, was die Studierenden mit dem Ozean verbindet, wie das Leben auf der Polarstern aussieht und was sie tun, um den Ozean zu schützen. Dabei sprechen wir nicht nur mit den Studierenden an Bord, sondern auch mit anderen Menschen, die hier an Bord arbeiten und leben. Viel Spaß!
Hi, my name is Patience. I'm currently sitting at the German research vessel Polarstern, looking out to the ocean, and I see nothing. Only endless blue masses of water. We are in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean at 31 degrees north and 14 degrees west, just north of the Canary Islands, sailing with 11 knots from Cape Verde to Bremerhaven. We are trainees, scientists, and crew members, and there is one thing we all have in common. We are dependent on the ocean. How, you might ask? We will tell you why.
Hi and welcome to a new episode of Wellenbrecher. Right now I'm sitting here together with Patience, Suleiman and Lama, three of the students here on board, in the blue saloon of the ship, which seems like the only place without heavy noise from the ship's engine. We want to start with a little introduction. Usually we introduce our guests, but today you can introduce yourselves. So maybe Patience, we can start with you. Could you introduce yourself and explain what the ocean means to you?
Hello everyone, my name is Patience and I'm from Ghana. What the ocean means to me? Well, that's a great question. So in Ghana, where I come from, I grew up inland, far from the waves. But somehow, the ocean still found me, which I'm glad it did. So it started with just wanting to understand how weather and climates work. That is my bachelor's degree. I studied meteorology and climate science, but it then grew into something deeper when I began studying climate change and marine science. I realized the ocean wasn't just a topic in my books, as I thought before, but it was alive. The first time I got on a vessel, my God, I was so nervous and even seasick. But I kept reminding myself, this is bigger than discomfort. So for me, it is about protecting lives, understanding the system that shapes our world, and also helping communities prepare for storms before they arrive. Hence my research interest, which I'm trying to understand how tropical cyclones and hurricanes do work. And also, I think the ocean connects people and places in ways we often take for granted. And even though I didn't grow up near it, I feel like I belong to it now. Every time I work with ocean data or look at satellite maps or even step on the beach, especially my favorite beach in Cabo Verde, the La Gina Beach, I feel the connection all over again.
That was very powerful and I think a great start to this episode. Now let's continue with our second guest, Lama. Could you also introduce yourself?
Okay, thank you. Hello. Thank you, Josefa. Ocean is an extraordinary place that is full of life, biodiversity, and a lot of things that humanity is needs. So I born in Southern Guinea, so far from coastal. I didn't know ocean until 2025. So when I discovered ocean, I remember that ocean is a good place where we can find the fresh air, the good biodiversity. And this makes me very, very excited to go in the depths in the marine science. And from there, I went to studying climate change and marine science through the WASCAL program at Mindelo in Cabo Verde. And when I go, I discover another level in the marine science. I know that behind on the great image that marine science present to us, ocean can also provide to us most of service, a lot of service that human people need. For instance, the ocean regulates the climate by handling carbon dioxide in the ocean. From there, I discover anything in the ocean, and I can say that ocean is very good for us. And today I'm able to explain at the deep how is ocean. And I can say ocean is good for the life. Yeah.
Great. Thank you, Lama. So now we move from Guinea to Niger. Suleiman, could you also introduce yourself?
Yes, I am Suleiman. I am from Niger, a country with no ocean nearby. And Niger is in the Saharan Desert, a very dry, hot place. For a long time, me and also the most of the people there thought the ocean is only for the people who are living on the coastal area. But when I had the opportunity to do my master program in climate change and marine science, I had also this great opportunity to visit La Ginia Beach. There, I saw the ocean for the first time. I swam, snorkeled, and learned something important. Desert and ocean are together to help Earth. The ocean take in the carbon dioxide, which is mostly produced by us human, give us food and control the weather. Even desert help, like sending dust to the ocean to feed tiny plant on the ocean. Human are hurting the ocean and desert with pollution. But when we harm them, it hurts us too, because it is like a backside effect. We send them something and they send another to us. For example, plastic trash in the ocean can come back to the landlocked country like Niger and through the air or food. Now I understand, even though I live far from the ocean, it still affects my life. Desert and ocean are connected, and we must protect both. Everyone, no matter where they live, needs to care for our planet.
So we're not the only people on the ship. There are actually a lot of crew members, scientists, instructors, and other people living and working with us together. So we've also asked them, what do you like most about the ocean?
The thing I love most about the ocean, it's the color, the smell, and the copepods.
Fish, I like ocean color, I like waves.
It's vastness and beauty.
It's borderless whiteness.
Oh, I just love those crazy animals living in the ocean.
The movement, it's like life. It's just part of us.
It's the interaction between like the water and the atmosphere. It's
the beauty of the ocean, how wide it is, the life in it.
Fish and whales and all the other animals that are in the ocean.
The blue color.
That the ocean has so many beautiful organisms.
I love the surface roughness.
It's sitting on the heli deck and watching the ocean surface.
It's the sound of air bubbles when you go snorkeling or diving.
Biodiversity and his food web.
The waves.
I love to swim and to dive.
It's seeming endlessness.
Maybe the calmness.
Watching the waves and the fresh air.
Vertical migration.
happening every day, every day. That is very wonderful.
We've also conducted an interview with another crew member, Yannick. Yannick is the second nautical officer for safety and has spent a lot of time on the ocean. So Yannick, what does the ocean mean to you?
For me, the ocean is connection. Connection between all the land masses we are living on, connection between all the countries we are living in, and a big connection between all the people. In this global world where we have so much trade going on, so much travel going on, the oceans were always there to connect us all. And for my job and me, this is, I think, the biggest meaning.
Okay, so since you are working here, I would like to know the most memorable experience you've had on Polarstern so far.
I think the most memorable situation was in the beginning of the first voyage with the Polarstern. When we went to Antarctica, I have never seen Antarctica before. I never seen ice on sea before. And I learned in the university, do not touch anything with a ship, do not touch any other ship, do not touch any land, do not touch any buoy. And suddenly we were in the Antarctica and there was ice all around and we were working on an icebreaker. And the goal was to drive right through it and collide with the ice and break the ice to go there we need to. And for me it was a really big moment because it was completely rethinking my job attitude. That suddenly I need to go through something with a ship and I need to collide with something. This was a big moment. And then being in Antarctica, of course, is a really awing moment or situation when you see all the icebergs and penguins and the whole atmosphere somehow in the Antarctica is somehow mystic. And I'm really looking forward for the next time again in the Antarctica.
That sounds very interesting. So I know you are doing a great job here, but I'd like to know, in your own ways, how do you engage to protect the ocean?
In my own way, to engage to protect the ocean is to make our job here on the ship as ocean friendly as it can be. You need to be realistic, of course. We are on the ship and the ship is driving with the marine gas oil, diesel oil, and we are making emissions and we are leaving things behind. But my goal is to keep this impact to a bare minimum, to be as energy efficient as possible, to not go additional miles with a ship if we do not need to. If we can go slower, then we should go slower. So we are using less fuel to keep an eye that nothing is falling overboard, that we are not losing any plastic, that we are using only ocean-friendly, climate-friendly materials, and to keep the impact to a minimum.
Thank you very much.
Right now, we're somewhere behind the Canary Islands in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, and we've been on this vessel for 6 days already. And for me, it definitely has been a very intense experience so far. But how has your experience on Polarstern been? Maybe you can tell us a bit about what surprised you, what was challenging, what you like, what you didn't like.
Okay, so yeah. My experience on Polarstern has been a mix of challenges and wonderful moments, if I should say that. So I dealt with seasickness in a few days, which was very difficult, but I am better now. The highlight was about celebrating my birthday on board. The people here surprised me with presents, which made me feel welcome despite being far from home. I've participated in the ecology model. I mean, we have different set of models here and each trainee is assigned to. So with that particular model, I've learned how to use many instruments and analyze samples and also counted organisms using the microscope. The instructors here are also very excellent, very knowledgeable and patient with teaching us these techniques. Overall, I think the atmosphere has been positive The food is good, and the crew members are always smiling and helpful. Even though being at sea can be challenging, the sense of community and the scientific work here make it a valuable experience.
Great, thank you. Lama, how has your experience on Polar Stern been so far?
My experience on Polar Stern so far is similar like Epicience. You know, here we have the opportunity to work with the scientists from several institutions who are teaching us how to analyze the sample from the ocean. This is a great experience for me. And here in this on Polar Stern, I am connected the theoretical courses that I did during my class and the practice that I'm doing here. That is a great opportunity to me to familiarize myself on the how to use the equipment to analyze the sample from the ocean. And also, it's night, it's evening. We have one or two students who can come to introduce their country and themselves. This is also a great opportunity to know how their country is going and also on how we are connected between in Africa countries.
Suleiman, how has it been for you?
So far, the experience is a mix of challenges and funny things. I can call them funny things because most of the time I am lost in the ship. I have to call someone to guide me through the several cabins to find mine, and also if we have to meet somewhere, I need to ask several times and also ask someone to guide me. And beside this funny experience, I really love to be on Polar Stern because I had a valuable experiences on board. I had the opportunity to meet several instructors, as we call them on board. We have the opportunity to understand what they give to us by also doing some theoretical and practical exercise, like taking sample from water, how to take care to from the sampler to the lab, how to do some pre-processing. And that is really great. And the crew members are always smiling and also are more than happy to help us when we are lost. And the atmosphere is really good. I don't know how to qualify the good experience I have here, but being on Polar Stern is one of the best thing I have in my life.
That's great. So it's really nice to hear about your experiences, because definitely our experiences are very like different and individual, but we all, I think, agree on this nice network we have on the ship, and that it's like living in a small community where everyone has their roles and we all work together for the same thing. Was there something that surprised you about the vessel or being on board of the Polar Stern? Was there something where you thought, okay, you didn't expect that?
The vessel is actually huge. I never imagined a vessel can be this huge, and I think there is room for everything on board. There are so many nice facilities over here, and I think those are the fun parts, if I should say that.
Yes, being on board, I didn't expect to be on board more than 3 hours without seasick, but so far I am good. I doesn't expect to not have seasick, but now, like Fashion said earlier, the vessel is really huge. Seeing the vessel far from where we get in, the vessel looked like a small boat, but when we get in, especially me, I realized this is not a vessel. It is like a whole city floating on the Atlantic Ocean.
Do you maybe want to share how we embarked on the vessel? I felt that was quite special. Yeah, how did we get on the vessel in the first place?
Yes, we get on the vessel for the first time. We have to take a small boat to transport us from the harbor to the polar stern. But when we got closer to the polar stern, the small vessel was too small and people were not able to claim to go on the polar stern. And the small vessel will collect people. And when we are close to the polar stern, we have to go on the medium vessel and after claim to the polar stern. This was very funny for me and a great experience.
And how did we climb on it?
Okay, so I think the whole experience started from me being transported to the polar stern. It's actually huge, very huge. And because the vessel we used coming closer to the polar stern was very short, we had to use a ladder. Can you imagine? We used a ladder in climbing. And when one person is able to climb up to the polar stern, we all give him or her a round of applause. So, because it is a very great opportunity, great achievement to be able to climb up the polar stern like that.
Yeah, I agree. I think it was a very nice atmosphere because it was also very early in the morning and the sun was quite low. So we actually climbed shortly after the sunrise. So I think, yeah, it was a very nice start for the expedition. Yeah, Lama, do you have something else that surprised you about how things work on board, about the people, about the food, about anything?
Like Suleiman said also, we can say everyone can get losing. Always I get losing here when I about to go somewhere. That is, I didn't expect that this vessel can be very huge like this.
And now let's see what other people on board have to share about their experiences on Polarstern. So we've asked them, what has been your most memorable experience on Polarstern so far?
Aside the scientific work, I love the food.
Work hard on a great group work.
The moment I fired at the CTD software lab, yeah, I had the opportunity to fire the bottles at different depths.
Watching a group of students suffering in the beginning from seasickness and then recovering and becoming real ocean scientists at the end of the cruise.
The Sargassum community we got, you see loads of small stuff are living there.
The sunsets are really beautiful, just standing in outside and enjoying the view, the feeling of the air and the ocean. Yeah.
The multinet is really interesting at the CTD. Also, I play a lot of table tennis.
The embarkation, because it was very adrenaline high.
The presentations of the students, so see how they are performing, I guess, is a nice moment. But especially, see the engagement of all the students. I'm happy for that.
The teamwork with all the fantastic students here on board.
Antarctica, ooh, with the whales, with the pinguins. With everything, yeah. The light, the silence, and it's like another planet.
I think it's really nice to hear about all the experiences you had on the Polarstern so far. And I mean, we'll still be 7 days on board of the ship. So when you listen to this episode, we just entered Bremerhaven. But right now, at the time of the recording, we still have 7 days or even more ahead of us. So I think it would be interesting to know, now gaining all of these experiences, how do you engage in your home country, or what do you think you can take from these experiences on the ship back to your home countries, and maybe also how were you engaged before to protect the ocean?
Initially, I used to think protecting the ocean only meant diving deep into the ocean or cleaning beaches and all of that. I mean, they are good, yeah. But now, as a master's student on a research vessel, I've learned it starts with what I do every day. Studying the ocean, understanding its changes, and sharing what I find with people. I feel I'm not just doing science, I'm helping tell the ocean story. And the more people hear about it, the more they care. That's how I protect the ocean. One discovery, one conversation, and one story at a time.
Amazing. Lama, is there something you do to protect the ocean? Is there something or some way you are engaged?
Yeah, my engagement to protect the ocean is working on the coastal management, because for instance, in my country, we have some issue about the coastal management, and the population around the coastal put a lot of bad thing in the water, and while the government make some efforts to mitigate this, it's very difficult. But I can say that this experience will give me a good idea to make the good argument to aware them about the consequence and the how the waste that they put in the water will come back to them. And if they know this, I think they will be very motivated.
Suleiman, let's continue with you. How do you engage to protect the ocean?
Okay, as Patience and Lama said earlier, especially what Patience said, because we are working in a closed field, engagement about the protecting ocean is not only cleaning beach, taking out some plastics. It is also an engagement about protecting the remote areas, because I can qualify the landlocked countries are a remote ocean areas. We have also to take some activity. We have to take some activity to protect also the ocean, like reduce some pollution, some air pollution, which I also talked about earlier, which carry some pollution we made on that remote areas from the ocean. The engagement me and the other now we are working on is to make the awareness of the young people to know that we are somehow connected to the ocean, and we have to think about what we are doing, and also we have to think about things we are making that can pollute. This dust which flies over the Atlantic Ocean. Before this small project, my thinking is how also we as the remote area can be part of the protecting of this ocean. That is why in my thesis I am working also on this dust effect on the plankton community in that Atlantic part, to see how good is this dust coming from that remote area to that ocean, and how that chlorophyll, how that small organisms that use these particles from the dust to grow and make our ocean healthy, which also take care to us in the other side.
Thank you all. Now let's ask other people on board again what they do to protect the ocean.
After my experience on this ship, I would love to give back to my society, improving ocean literacy, going more into marine studies.
Providing data to stakeholders to inform the evidence-based decision-making.
My implication with the science scientists.
To bring as many young people on the ocean, to make them aware of what it's worth to protect.
I am part of one of the organizations who protects marine species in danger, like sea turtle and mammals.
It's by engaging in beach cleanups.
To raise awareness, to show people that we need to take care of the ocean.
Usually I just like to share my excitement with people around me and get them interested.
Protect ocean again from pollution.
It's by understanding the biodiversity, what we have there, who are they, what they do, and then you can make a decision how to protect them.
I'm part of ECOP Ghana, and also I've engaged myself in plastic pollution, monitoring, and all of that.
To mitigate the ocean pollution.
To raise the awareness.
Communicate about it, about my experiences that I have so far.
Thank you all for being here today. I think it was really great and interesting to hear from you about your experiences and your connection with the ocean, but also what you do here on Polarstern, what you will take back home. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the next 7 days on the floating village. Thank you for being here today.
Okay, thank you. It was a pleasure for me.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Our journey aboard the Polarstern is deepening our understanding of the ocean, not just as a body of water, but as a breathing system that connects us all. From the various unique experiences we've shared on this expedition to the personal reflection of what the ocean means to us, one thing is clear. Protecting the ocean is not just a choice, it is a responsibility, whether through science, storytelling, or everyday actions. Let this be a reminder that every voice and every effort counts in preserving the ocean for future generations.
Wellenbrecher is an initiative of ECOP Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, and an endorsed UN Ocean Decade activity. It is being produced by Annabel von Jakowski, Eva Räufer, and Josefa Bayer. The episode was produced and edited by Suleiman, Patience, Lamar, and Josefa. Graphic design, Spaghetti Shark. Management, Annabel von Jakowski.